¿Qué será de Puerto Rico? De Milita, ¿qué será? Hoy yo pienso en su futuro y no sé qué va a pasar.
This is Que Será de Puerto Rico, a track off the album Esta Plena by Miguel Zenón, a Berklee College of Music graduate, professor of jazz at New England Conservatory, and 2008 MacArthur Genius Award winner. Zenón, a saxophonist, is known for effortlessly blending two often contradictory poles, innovation and tradition. Zenón's new multimedia project is called Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora. It explores the lives of Puerto Ricans living in the U.S. Zenón will perform this piece on Friday at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, and here to tell us more is José Masó, host of WBUR's Con Salsa. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you as well. Thank you for inviting me.
It's always a pleasure to have you. Before we talk a little bit more about the new project, tell us more about Miguel Zenón himself.
Well, Miguel was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He started studying music at La Escuela Libre de Música de Puerto Rico, the free school of music in San Juan. And at the time, he wanted to be a classical saxophonist. But yet, he was able to come to the United States to study at Berklee College of Music. And it was there that jazz became part of his North Star. And having lived in Boston, he was able to perform in a variety of different genres, straight out salsa, Latin jazz, and jazz. But at the time he goes to New York, he decides to embark on a journey of rediscovering his roots through music. Mm-hmm. So he records three CDs in a row. One of them has to do with the jíbaro sound, which is the folkloric sound of Puerto Rico, and he titled it aptly Jíbaro. The second, from which we heard, was Esta Plena, which has to do with the Afro-Puerto Rican rhythms of Plena, which is from the coastal areas of the island of Puerto Rico. And then the third is his latest, which is Alma Adentro, the Puerto Rican songbook, in which he pays tribute to some of the greatest composers from Puerto Rico.
And Jose, what's this track called in particular?
This one's titled Juguete, written by the great Puerto Rican composer and singer Bobby Capó. And it sort of like illustrates that he is able to take some traditional classical sounds of the island, be they pop songs such as this one, or the plena and the jíbaro, and add the jazz idiom and make it a fresh new sound. So it's both new, fresh, and yet traditional because it pays tribute to our great history as music.
Now, you said that Zenón was paying tribute to the great songwriters of Puerto Rico. Can you tell us a little bit more about who in particular he was talking about?
Well, for him, it would be like talking about George Gershwin or Cole Porter and other of the great composers that we know so well here in the United States and in Europe. But we're talking about Bobby Capó. We're talking about the great Rafael Hernández, Tite Coret Alonso, who composed over 2,000 selections, Pedro Flores, Silvia Resach, just to name a few of the great Puerto Rican composers that he pays tribute through 10 tracks that he has recorded on this fine and one of my favorite albums.
It's a beautiful sounding piece of music that we're listening to right now. Well, Jose, let's talk about Zenón's latest project, and that's Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora. It's a multimedia project, so what does that mean is going to be happening at Jordan Hall tomorrow night?
So, let me backtrack a second. Mm-hmm. Miguel does these three CDs, and you would think, all right, he's paying tribute to the musical history and traditions of Puerto Rico, and he's adding jazz to it. That's a great accomplishment right there. Let's applaud him. But he decides to take it to another level because he starts rediscovering his roots and realizing, as he meets different people in the United States, in particular his family and friends in New York and his experience in Boston, that Puerto Ricans, regardless if they live in the island or they live in the diaspora here in the United States, they still consider themselves Puerto Rican. And so he wanted to find out more. What makes you Puerto Rican if you've never stepped foot on the island? And he started inviting others to speak out about what it is, their identity. So he interviewed them through video and audio, and he decided to do a piece where you see the video, you hear the audio, and he performs music specifically for this project with his quartet and an expanded orchestra of musicians who will be from the New England Conservatory of Music.
Oh, sounds terrific. So we've got some of the music that he wrote to go along with the interviews, the audio and video interviews you were talking about. This track is called First Language. We'll hear a little bit of the instrumental, the music, and then we'll hear some of the interviews that you've been talking about.
have multiple jobs where I'm the Puerto Rican, do you know how to speak Spanish? I go, you know, I can try to wing it. I got better just because I kept trying to talk to people.
So, Jose, you were born in Puerto Rico, obviously.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, given that, how did you respond to this new work by Zenon?
Immediately, because for me, the idea that even though I'm Puerto Rican, born and raised in the island, coming to the United States, you rediscover your roots regardless how proud and how knowledgeable you are of your history, your traditions, your culture. You rediscover it because you're now in a different plateau, in a different culture, if you will, in which you are being challenged and you have to assimilate at the same time, but you have to maintain, or you want to maintain, who you are as an identity. And so when Miguel posits this idea that we are able to be Puerto Rican regardless of where our feet are, and to do it in a way that mixes music with spoken word and video, I was like, yes, let's jump into this. Let's be excited in being part of this movement, because I think it's very much what the 21st century is, both artistically, mixing different styles and different elements, media and music and art, and socially, talking about things that need to be spoken about, especially now in the 21st century when Latinos are growing so quickly and Puerto Ricans, being U.S. citizens, play a very special role.
Well, Jose Maso is the host of WBUR's Con Salsa, which you can hear every Saturday night from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. right here on WBUR. Jose, thanks so much once again for coming in.
My pleasure.
And listeners, Miguel Zenon will present his multimedia project, Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora, Friday night at Jordan Hall in Boston. For more information and a video clip of one of the pieces, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radioboston. You can also stay connected with us on Twitter. Follow me at Twitter. I'm at MeghnaWBUR. That's MeghnaWBUR.
And follow me at Anthony G. Brooks. All kinds of ways to stay in touch with us. Please do. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.